Let's look at some very important teaching here, okay? Extremely important. You have to ask yourself a question. Why people lose their healing? They get delivered, they get healed, they get blessed, a lot of things. And next time you see them, they're right back where they were in the beginning. Well, again, the skeptics will say, well, they didn't get healed in the beginning and they never got really anything. And God doesn't do that. And they'll say all that. But how could a crippled man walk when he had never walked before if he hadn't been healed? If that wasn't healing, what was it? How could a blind man see? And then they'd never seen before, but there you go. And a deaf person. Well, here questions like this and answers, and here's, they say this. Why? They were all right until they got home, you know. And after 2 or 3 weeks, their hearing was gone. Why did they lose it? You want to know the answer to that? Next time someone says, well, you know, I got blessed and now I'm in the same situation I was in before. You want to know the answer to that? Well, you know, I was healed of that. And now I'm back in the hospital again with the same thing. You want to know the answer to that? Because they don't know their authority. They don't know how to hold on to what they had. So they don't try to exercise the authority. See, that's why. You think the enemy just stands back after God does all these miraculous things and simply says, well, I guess I lost that one. I guess I lost that one. I guess, oh no, I'm just going to let that go. We'll hear all kinds of things, especially in the full gospel ranks. Well, they just hypnotize them. That's what they do. They just hypnotize them. They put them on some kind of trance. You know, they have some kind of, I've heard back in the day, they would throw some kind of powders on them. That was the term they used, powders on them. And they, you know, I don't know what that meant. I've never seen anybody do that because they didn't never do that. See, that's why people need to be taught the word of God in full gospel. Their rights and their privileges as believer. Their rights and their privileges as believers. That's right. They have some rights and privileges. There's certain things that are rights and certain things that are privileges. And when they understand that, things will change. They can exercise authority for themselves over the devil, diseases, and their circumstances. They have that right to do, that privilege to do. See, the Bible differentiates between casting out devils and healing the sick. See, some people's physical conditions don't respond to prayer and the laying on of hands because an evil spirit is involved. An evil spirit is involved with that. And I did an entire series on oppression and possession and depression. I mean, an entire series. You can find it on the radio archives. It's all sitting there. You can just go through it, go down to the block that says, find out more about Grace Point. Hit that block. It'll take you to the major website. You go down to Radio Archives, hit that. You go to that page. It has, there's seven teachings on spiritual curses. There's several on ungodly beliefs. There's several more on healing of soul and spirit. There's several more on words could hurt. And then there's 4, 8, 9 on demonic oppression, depression. Right there. And that gives the answer. That gives the answer right there. And it's just a simple listening in. Just a simple listening in. See, but they don't understand the spiritual authority. And I do all those subjects in depth. In depth. In depth. In depth. Now, you have to understand how you deal with devils and how you deal with demons. You have to have the word spirit power. Don't be a word person without the spirit. And don't be a spirit person without the word. That's why it's word spirit power. See, helpless people need to be helped. We have helpless people in the churches. Helpless people. And the more you know, the more is required of you. The more you know, the more is required of you. And God wants us to understand this. Once you learn spiritual authority, and once you understand what spiritual authority is and how it works, let me tell you an illustration from the Word of God. Once Jesus was with the disciples and he was saying, listen, I'm going to Jerusalem to die, and I just want you to know. And Simon Peter rebukes him, saying, be it far from thee, not going to happen. So Simon Peter rebukes Jesus. And Jesus turns around in Matthew 16:23 and says, get behind me, Satan. Now, he wasn't talking to Simon Peter. See, Jesus wasn't saying that Peter was Satan. He was showing that Peter had sided with doubt, unbelief, and the devil. And that's what a lot of Christians do. I'm sorry to say that, but they do. They side with doubt, unbelief, and the devil. How do I know? I like what Jamie says. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. They do. And what do you mean they do? Well, just listen to them. Just listen to them. Hang out in the vestibule for 10 minutes. Hang out in the parking lots for 10 minutes. Hang out in the fellowship halls for 10 minutes. And you hear, well, you know, doubt, unbelief just oozes from them. They just side with the devil. That's what happens when Simon Peter said to Jesus, be it far from thee. Jesus said, listen, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die. Be it far from thee. Be it far. No, 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 no. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Now, we know Simon, again, was not Satan. We understand that. Yeah, I am, Jamie. Jamie says, preach, I am. And what happens is that they don't know how to take authority. So they yield to the enemy. They just yield to the enemy. It doesn't make any sense, but they do. They do. You know, I got better, but then it came back. Well, hello, sister, doubt. We should call these people, instead of calling their name, sister, whatever, call them sister, doubt and fear and unbelief. You see, you got to understand this. A lot of it times it's because it's fearful. They're fearful. The authority of the believer is standing strong in the power and might of the Lord, but they get scared. They get scared. And having this fear controls them. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Notice that the Bible calls fear a spirit. And God has given us the power over that. Love, power, sound mind. Doubt. You know, we've heard of the famous Doubting Thomas. We can just say famous Doubting church member. You have that authority over anything that opposes the truth. And I want you to see this because we've heard so much in recent days about truth. I say truth, they don't say truth. I'm truthful, they're not truthful. You hear that stuff. People oppose. And then again, there's people that oppose God's working ministry. They are. Got to take authority over this situation. Got to take authority over this problem. See, realize that there's certain things that go on in our life that's directly responsible, and the enemy is directly responsible for that something. See, in James 4:7, you're told this, right? Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That authority over the devil's ours, and that responsibility is ours. I talked about that the other day. The responsibility is ours too. Well, go ahead, God, get him. God's already gone ahead and got him. Now it's your turn. It's your turn. And you resist the devil, and he'll run from us. And notice this, the devil, you know, runs. But what the Bible doesn't say is, find your pastor. Find a spiritual person. Find somebody else to resist the devil for you. It says you are to resist the devil. Too many just sit idly by, waiting on Jesus to do something when they are the ones who's supposed to resist the devil. Why? Because we have the authority. Authority's ours. You know, isn't that true? Now, again, there's, like Jamie said the other day about babies, young children in the Lord. Okay. You take care of them. Good. You strengthen them. Yeah. You change their diaper. Yeah. You feed them. Yes. You comfort them. Yes. But not when they're 50 years old. Oh, something is wrong. And we understand that. And there's people like that. And that's okay. But after a while, you say, you know, it's your responsibility. I tell you, as a pastor all these years, so I'm talking from decades of experience, half a pastor's problems, I'm telling you, and half of the hours the pastor on the telephone speaking to Sister Unbelief and Brother Doubtful is spent trying to get people like Sister Unbelief and Brother Doubtful to spiritually grow up. Then he get mad at you. Then he get mad. Well, he talked to me like, you know, he said that, and I, who's he think he is talking to me like that? Somebody needs to. See, don't forget. Jesus said something very powerful that is not being applied in most situations. Matthew 18:18. Very, very, I say to you, Jesus speaking, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it's basically, whatsoever things you refuse to be permitted on earth will be refused to be permitted in heaven. Notice that? What you refuse to be functional on earth, the same shall be in heaven. Same thing. Same thing. What you allow is allowed. And what you simply say no, it says no in the heavenlies. Not up to God. That's why you understand what's going on. That's how we understand what's happening. See, the enemy must know who you are. Mark chapter 1, 21 through 24. And they, that's the disciples, and Jesus went into Capernaum straightway on the Sabbath day. He entered into the synagogue and taught. 22. And they were astonished at his doctrines, for he taught them as one that had what? Authority. Not as one as a scribes. 23. Notice this. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and cried out, 24, saying, let me alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Notice, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who art thou, the Holy One of God. Demons knew who Jesus was. They recognized who Jesus' authority. And the people in the synagogue marveled and were astonished what Jesus taught and the authority which he had. See, the Lord gave us the authority. Why were demons afraid of Jesus? You ever ask that question? Luke chapter 4, 1 through 13 is a story of the temptation of Jesus. It is written, it is written, it is written. It is written, and is written, and is written. And when he came back in Luke 4, 1 through 13, came back in the power of the Spirit. Demons were afraid of Jesus because in the devil's very first confrontation with him during the wilderness temptation, here's what happened. Jesus proved to be master. We know that Jesus is the master of Satan. And you know, we can do the same thing through his name. Same thing through his name. Jesus overcame the devil, and so can we. So can we. So can we. Start using that spiritual authority that you have and overcome the devil in your life.